Hello and welcome to another episode of Sunparks Podcast. My name is Pukela Lebeya. Regular visitors to Kruger National Park will know that Engelhardt Dam on the Letaba River between Letaba and Olifants Rest Camps is one of the most rewarding locations for observing nature, with a constant procession of wildlife coming and going throughout the bay. Here is Chris on the banks of the dam as he passes by around midday while driving between the camps.
Sitting at Engelhardt Dam, not quite at the dam wall itself, but in an area where there's quite an expanse of water ahead of me. On the far bank, there are a number of elephants that are having a swim, splashing, and you might hear the occasional cracks. They seem to be breaking wood in the woodland on the far bank, but I'm a bit concerned about one of the youngsters, a little baby elephant. Its mother seems to be trying to help it out of the mud. It seems to be stuck. Doesn't have the strength to haul itself up the rather steep bank on the far side. The far bank is probably about 500 meters from where I am. And, there's a patch of mud where the elephants have been sliding into the water. And, this youngster is battling to get out, so the mother is, well, I presume it's the mother, could be another member of the herd, is gently trying to coax it and push it out. And it seems to be working. It's getting out and up the bank, up onto the dusty bank. And it's exhausted, so it immediately flops down on its side in the dust, while its mum or sister starts sucking up dust with its trunk and then spraying it over. The body is obviously wet from the little swim they've been having, and then the dust is caked to the body, which I imagine is a way of helping fend off parasites and flies and things like that that will bother them. It's a wonderful scene. There's a couple of cattle egret that are in close attendance. Those are white birds related to herons, a little bit smaller, and they are called cattle egrets because they're often seen following cattle or other herbivores in fields and then pouncing on whatever insects are disturbed by the animals as they walk through the vegetation, the fields of grass or whatever. Looking left is two elephants, probably young males, that are wrestling in the water. They've got their tusks and trunks interlocked. Oh, maybe you heard that. The fish eel, the lord of the African skies, serenading the day. Scanning the bank further, there's some impala also coming down to drink. At the moment they're just grazing on the fresh grass on the far bank. There's a herd of water back on the near bank that are all lying down in the reeds. Not really reeds, more sort of sedge grasses. And there's one hippo that I think is dicing with death because it's just out in the sun. And most people know that hippos and sun don't really do so good. They don't have the healthiest skin for tolerating sun, and that's why they often spend the heat of the day in water, where the water acts as a bit of a protection from the sun. But this one is right out in the open, and his hide seems to be just burning up. Maybe he's old, maybe he's sick, I don't know. He's quite a large specimen, about, I would guess, about 4 meters long, and a sort of chocolatey brown color, and a big square jaw, because they're grazers, they graze most of the day. most of the night, I should say. They can often wander quite far from water at night. Yeah, a few water birds as well. Egyptian geese, grey heron, African jacana. And the lines of the dam are actually lined with what looks like water hyacinth, which is an exotic alien that has made its way into the park. I may be wrong, there may be some indigenous vegetation, but I suspect they're not. And the damage they can do, they can start strangling indigenous species of plant, but also affecting the oxygen content of the water. The two wrestling elephants have now unconnected themselves. The one's gone in deeper and the other is standing triumphantly in the shallows. And I don't think there's anything antagonistic about it. They're just having a good time. Now the one in the water is rolling on its side and having a bath. This little pied kingfisher flying past. Three-banded plover. Wonderful. I've moved probably 200 meters further upstream towards Letaba camp, and there's quite an extensive mud patch before I get to the river in front of me, maybe about 30-40 meters, and then the dam, or the dammed Letaba River, which stretches probably for about 200 meters before the far bank. Herd of elephant frolicking in the water, like I described earlier. This side of the bank there's a gaggle of spurwing geese, South Africa's largest geese. Big dark birds with sort of a pinky reddish bare parts on their head and beak, and lots of other interesting things. A number of waders that migrate between the northern hemisphere, sort of spend the northern summer in the Arctic tundra, and they just returned to their wintering grounds here in Africa. I see some wood sandpiper, some greenshank, some ruff, one or two that are still partially in their breeding plumage, not completely, but little pieces of their elaborate summer dress. And lots of things just dabbling in the sort of water that has oozed into the mud banks. And a few impala, a few water buck, as I described earlier, this side of the river, and a lot more hippo than I've been able to see earlier when I'd seen that one lying out in the open on its own. Most of these ones are lying sort of half submerged, half exposed in the water, and they must be incredibly hot, because these big lumbering beasts, heavyweights of the world, of the animal world, all sort of pushed close together, so the sweatiness and the blubber as they sort of intertwine, I wouldn't like to be squashed between them. The elephants are just a joy to watch as they come down, some will drink and dip their trunks in the water and then spray the water over their backs. It's a breeding herd, so there's a lot of youngsters, teenagers, but also little babies. Little babies generally looking quite cautious to come through. I see a little green-backed heron, one of the smallest herons, more bittern-like than elongated heron-like. It is just frozen motionless, hoping to pounce on a fish. It's extending its neck out at the moment, but just frozen in that position, waiting, ready to pounce with its dagger-like bill on any fish that swims within reach. Ooh, and there's something in front of it that looks quite interesting. I'm just going to pause for a moment while I grab my binoculars. what I paused for was painted snipe, which is one of the more beautiful aquatic species, and this one is right out in the open, and just froze motionless. Now it's preening itself. It's probably about the size of a small chicken, a bit more slender. It's got an incredible sort of coloration. Most wading water birds are quite dull unless they're in their breeding plumage. They're sort of plain brown, but this one has reds and golden colors intertwined with sort of brown and black, and then sort of a pale underbelly. And it's a beautiful, beautiful bird. I wish I was a little bit closer to it, because then I think it's a nice photograph, but I think it's just too far away. But on the far bank, the ellies are just having a field day. There's hundreds of them, maybe not quite hundreds, but probably at least 50 that are doing their thing. Those two sort of young bulls that were wrestling a little further downstream are at it again. And there's a couple of cattle egrets in close attendance, hoping to pounce on anything they disturb that's edible to them. And it's also amazing to see how cautious the babies are and how watchful the mothers are in close attendance to make sure that none of the youngsters get into the trouble that I described a little earlier. Yes, it's a magnificent scene. And kind of all year round, just because the dam provides a constant water supply. I mean, it's very dry in Kruger at the moment, particularly where I've come from further down south, but here there's plenty of water, and that provides a magnet to all the surrounding wildlife.